This is Lewis Navalier. It is Thursday, April 15th. Well, I just want to update everybody on the market's gyrations. We are obviously having a good day. We had a stunning retail sales report. Retail sales soared 9.8% in March, and economists were expecting a 6.1% increase, so that was a pleasant surprise. And the sales were strong everywhere. Sporting goods were up 23.5% in March. So you probably think everybody's out playing golf. Well, believe it or not, that was happening, but gun sales are driving sporting goods. As you may know, I do recommend not only gun companies, but ammunition companies. So that was the strongest sales out there. But clothing sales surged 18.3%. Vehicle sales were up 15.1%. Bars and restaurants were up 13.4%. Building materials and garden supplies rose an impressive 12.1%. So it was a stunning, stunning retail sales report. So as people get out and about, it increases the velocity of money, which is how fast money changes hands. And that's the whole point of this stimulus. If the stimulus is just a one and done thing where people spend money and then go back and hide, that would not be good. But it looks like the velocity of money is definitely picking up, and that's really good news. The other comment I'd have is that we had an industrial production report from the Federal Reserve today, and they reported that industrial production was up 1.4% in March, but utility output declined 11.4% because of the good weather. So the industrial production report's a lot stronger than you might think. Manufacturing surged 2.7%. Despite some of the auto plants having to close. So that's because of the chip shortage and plastic shortage. There was a 5.7% increase in mining. Now, most of that's crude oil, natural gas production. So it looks like industrial production is going to remain very, very strong. So that's also good news. And finally, weekly jobless claims declined to the lowest level in 13 months. So that's really good news as well. So from what we can see, GDP is going to be revised higher for the first quarter. The Atlanta Fed will be doing a revision later today. But this looks awfully good, folks. And of course, we're in the middle of a stunning earnings announcement season already. The financials tend to announce this week, and then we'll have more earnings reports in the for our stocks in the next few weeks. But wow, it's looking awfully good. So I want you to hang on. I want you to enjoy the ride. Now, one other thing is happening that is very notable. The 10-year Treasury yield is falling. It's as I speak to you right now, it's 1.563. That's interesting. You know, normally when you get strong economic news, Treasury yields go higher because I think the Fed's going to tap the brakes. So the Fed's made it very, very clear that are going to let inflation increase, and they're not going to tap the brakes through next year. So I think that's great news. So this is what I like to call a nirvana environment. Other people like to call it Goldilocks, okay? That's where rates are low and earnings are strong. Inflation's under control. I know inflation is bubbling, is brewing, but most of it is still gas prices. I know there's inflation that's coming through building materials and other things in high demand. Used car prices are up, things like that. But I got to tell you, it's looking awfully good. So hang on, enjoy the ride. The next few weeks are going to be magnificent. This is peak sales and earnings momentum. We are going to have strong sales and earnings all year. But the peak sales and earnings momentum is happening right now. And then what I expect after May is the market will get a little bit more narrow, more fundamentally focused. But that doesn't bother me because that's what we do. We just lock in on the strongest stock. So that will hopefully be sustaining strong earnings and sales momentum when the overall market's just slowing down a tad. So I actually like a narrowing market as long as it comes my way. So that's it, everybody. Hang on, enjoy the ride, and that's it. I just want to give you a quick update. So Lewis Navalier. Take care, everybody. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.